Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey today for Thursday, October 8th. Goes the Vice President of the United States of Arrogance, Mike Pence. Let me tell you about my God. Okay, let me tell you about the creator I serve. Let me tell you about this mighty universe that my God created. And if you pay attention to all signs, you will see everything you need to see and hear. Okay, everything. Some signs are subtle, some signs are obvious. Last night was an obvious sign from the universe that Mike Pence may indeed be a turd. Now, I don't know Mike Pence personally, never met the man, never had a conversation with the man, but I know any man who can stand by the worst president in American history, any man who goes along with the butt dumplings that drop out of Donald Trump's mouth, you can't have that much integrity or love for the country. So, yes, does Mike Pence talk a good game? Of course he does. He's an attorney. He's been in politics a long time. He's way more articulate with his lies and alternative facts than Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what package the fudge babies come in. They are still fudge babies. Okay, you can put cake icing on those sewer serpents and they are still sewer serpents. You can put those, you know, tangy butt nuts in the nicest package ever. Beautiful wrapping, a pretty bow, and guess what? It's still Keister cakes. And we were reminded of that last night when Mike Pence was on that stage. See, there was a visitor on that stage, a young fly from Utah. Okay, snuck his way in the building, and I'm not about to sit here and make a whole bunch of fly and Chewbacca chunk jokes, okay, like everybody else is doing, okay? Everybody is saying that Mike Pence is full of a word I can't say on the radio, so I'll just say sugar, honey, iced tea, like my girl Shamara on air says. But were y'all paying attention to when that fly landed? Like, I went back to watch. Now, we can say the man is full of tushy tots, and boy, oh boy, when you go back and watch, did he have some brown dragons flying out his mouth. But the fly landed immediately after he said this line. Listen.
This presumption that you hear consistently from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that America is systemically racist, and that, as Joe Biden said, that he believes that law enforcement has an implicit bias against minorities is a great insult.
Bruh, the fly landed right after he said insult. Literally right after he said insult. Mike Pence, Michael Richard Pence, got on national TV and told the American public that systemic racism in this country is just an idea. Just an idea, not something black people have been experiencing since day one. We have a presumption that there is systemic racism and there is no racial bias in law enforcement. According to a Harvard study, black people are 6 times more likely to be killed by police during a police encounter. The Stanford Open Policing Project found that in a data set of nearly 100 million traffic stops across the U.S., black drivers were about 20% more likely to be stopped than white drivers. The study also found that once stopped, black drivers were searched about 1.5 to 2 times as often as white drivers, while they were less likely to be carrying drugs, guns, or other illegal contraband compared to their white peers. But I don't need to reach stats because the foundation of America was built on racism. Everybody knows that. Period. Nothing else to discuss here. Slavery, Jim Crow segregation. What are we talking about, Mike Pence? This is why that fly took residence on your head last night for 2 whole minutes, 120 seconds. And the whole time that fly sat there, you were spewing this BS.
To the men and women who serve in law enforcement, and I want everyone to know who puts on the uniform of law enforcement every day, that President Trump and I stand with you. And it is remarkable that when Senator Tim Scott tried to pass a police reform bill, brought together a group of Republicans and Democrats, Senator Harris, you got up and walked out of the room. And then you filibustered Senator Tim Scott's bill on the Senate floor that would have provided new accountability, new repeat resources. But we don't have to choose between supporting law enforcement, improving public safety, and supporting our African-American neighbors and all of our minorities. Under President Trump's leadership, we'll always stand with law enforcement and we'll do what we've done from day one, and
that is
improve the lives of African-Americans.
That's when that diarrhea just flowing. It won't stop. Just coming out running. 120 seconds, you spewing BS about systemic racism not existing and no racial bias in law enforcement. And you know what was so wild? He ain't even feel the fly.
Nope.
I was waiting for that forked tongue to come out of his mouth and for him to eat that fly last night. But revealing your reptilian ways would have been too much for the American public to handle. But let me take my tin paper plane hat off and just simply say, this is why we can't get anywhere in regard to systemic racism conversations in America. okay? Because old white men like Mike Pence, who have benefited off systemic racism, who have privilege and power, they just simply don't want to acknowledge that systemic racism exists in this country. You know why they won't acknowledge it? Because the moment they acknowledge it, they have to do something about it, and they don't want to. Why would they? Why would you want to relinquish something that gives you an advantage over others in this country? In a perfect world, white people would use their privilege to combat prejudice, but this world isn't perfect. And I personally, can work with a white man, a white person who acknowledges systemic racism and is willing to do something about it. But I can't work with a white man who is gaslighting me about something not existing that has been killing me and mine for hundreds of years in this country. Please let Remy Ma give Mike Pence the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And this is why that fly thought Mike Pence was full of Mississippi mud last night. Mm. This is why that fly thought that Mike Pence was a prairie dog.
All right.
And this is why you got to get your black ass out and vote on November 3rd.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of our producers ran in here and said that the next presidential debate will be virtual.
The best thing for everybody.
But now it says Trump is refusing to participate in a virtual debate.
Because Biden got corona.
He says, I'm not going to waste my time.
That's what he said?
Yeah, as he said.
Man, drop one of Clues bomb for that goddamn gangster, man. Donald Trump is a whole gangster. Why the Democrats can't be that gangster? That's what Joe Biden should have said. I refuse to get on that stage with a man who got coronavirus. Because they still haven't said he's tested negative.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he said it's a waste of his time. That's
I'd rather tweet.
I'd rather tweet at Joe Biden than get on goddamn Zoom. That's how I be feeling every time people ask me to do a Zoom. I'm tired of it.
Okay, Donald Trump over there.
My time.
Goodness gracious. All right.
By the way, we all feel like that about Zoom.
Absolutely.
You can't sit here and act like you're not Zoom exhausted.
I'm zoomed out, man.
Trump is Zoom exhausted.
I got to do a couple of Zoom things coming up.
You don't have to do nothing.
There's nothing else to do. I can't, like, I got to do homecomings on Zoom. Like, I can't
what?
Go.
That's stupid.
What else we going to do? We can't
nothing.
Go. No. You got to do something.
You better be like Donald and say it's a waste of your time.
I'm not going to waste my time. I ain't doing this ish.
Virtual HBCU homecomings?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Doing a bunch of them, too. Shout out to all the HBCUs. All right. Now, when we come back, our good brother, Killer Mike, will be joining us.
Yes,
we're
going
to kick it with Killer Mike, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.